Blog Talk Radio.
Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real. Phony gon' recognize, still, I reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
I'm a kid on the TV, mama, 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 put this down.
Welcome, welcome. This is KIRP
radio show, and we are live from the Luxor Casino in Nevada, Nevada. Check out, folks. I got a special guest for you all coming up this week or coming up today. You know, this is an unusual day for us. We don't normally broadcast on a Saturday. Normally the day is on Sunday. But I got a special guest for you all the way from Cali. I got my man Q&A who's going to sit in with us, and he's going to talk about a few things. We got a record from the man. The record is dope. Absolutely. We're going to talk about a little bit of the history. It's only a 45-minute show, folks, and I'm doing it live myself. Shout out to Taliban. Shout out to the radio station streaming. We're WMMG, home of the KRP radio show. And I'm going to bring my guest on so you can go ahead and get him on. I know this is a very busy man all the way from the West Coast. Shout out to my man, Q&A. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. What's happening?
I'm getting no feedback from you, brother. Hang on one second. I don't know if the caller can hear you, but I can't hear you for whatever reason. If you will, hang on one second. We got a few technical difficulties. We're going to do a commercial, and we'll get you right back on the line.
All right.
Man, let me tell you what I did the other day. I was replacing the vents on my heating and air unit, and I put the daggone thing in there, and I guess I put it in backwards, and it sucked it down the drain. Well, it sucked it down the vent. So here I am. I'm panicking because, man, I don't want to spend a lot of money on replacing the AC system, or I don't know if it's going to mess it up or what, and I really didn't have time to do it, but I remember my neighbor told me about a guy who came and put down his carpet and did some stripping on his floors, and he was going to bring back to come replace a couple of doors. So I called my neighbor up. I'm like, hey, what happened to the guy you were ranting and raving about, you know, that you were giving all the praise to? He said, who, Jeff? He's here now. So I go over there, man, and I'm looking at this work, and my neighbor said, he's a bit of a pig. So I'm looking at the stuff that Jeff done, and man, this guy is amazing. Let me tell you, this guy is amazing. You heard it here first. There's nothing that he can't do. So I'm looking at the car, and I'm talking to Jeff, and he finally comes over. He says, oh, I can do that in no time. He climbed underneath my house, took the vent off, went in there, and retrieved the filter for me. And I used the filter again. I'm using it right now. At any rate, I told him I'd give him free promotion on the show, man, because he saved me a lot, and I really appreciate it. He came over, and he did it right away. The man was done in a matter of 5 or 10 minutes. So here's his promo. Make sure you give Jeff Bunk a call at 336-675-7855. This guy is nothing less than amazing. There's nothing he can't do. I know for a fact he can lay carpet, he can strip floors, he can replace windows, he does vinyl siding, and he retrieves whatever your kids might throw down your AC vent or whatever you might mistakenly throw down your AC vent. So, hey, make sure you give that man a call. His name is Jeff Bunk. His number is 336-675-7855. Heat messing up in this winter. Is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves? Are you cold and you gotta put on a snuggie in the house? That's not comfortable. No, it's not comfortable. Are you a grown man wearing your wife's booties? Are they pink? You scared to go check your mailbox with your wife's booties on and as cold as it is inside as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend, contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooling will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their 5-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again, that's 336-263-5111, and you'll find a friend at Riley Heating and Cooling.
Yeah, it's the KRRP radio show. We are back in the building. Shouts out to my man Q&A all the way from the west side. Q&A, you on live, brother. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's cracking?
Cool. What's good with it, brother? How you be, man?
Same old stuff. Getting into it.
True. I got one of your joints on here. It was a pleasure to meet Q&A today. When I met him immediately, I was like, listen, man, I got to get you on the show, get you out to people, man. I like what you're doing. Q&A was definitely hustling the CDs. Folks were buying them up. I don't even know if he got it. I'm sure he's going to have it for the CD. Is definitely hot. He's on the strip out here in Vegas, and he's definitely on the stream. I got to give a shout-out real quick to the Frederick Douglass Foundation, folks. So all you guys that's online, tfdf.org, make sure you hit that up. Also, fdfnc.org. Come up, man, and they're really doing some great things in the community around here. Q&A, what's good, baby? Tell the people where you from, brother.
So this Q&A represents the city of Watts. And Compton, the hub and the dub, you dig?
True indeed. What kind of music you make, man? Tell us a little bit about your music. You know, a lot of people on here from North Carolina, a lot of them from Washington, D.C., a lot of them from Washington State. That's pretty much my fan base, East Coast and all the way on the West Coast, but up top. So we're trying to get some folks in the middle. And, you know, a lot of people want to know what's going on with you because you got much on my show. So, you know, if you can, let the people know a little bit more about you, what kind of music, where they can find your music at, you know, before we really get into the Q&A.
What's going on? It's Q&A representing Watts, you know, independent, artistic arsonist records, R&B and hip-hop, good music, the music you want to hear, you know what I'm saying, when you're cleaning, when you're hustling, when you're dancing, when you're grooving, everything that you, when you need motivation, you want to listen to this music right here, it's going to get you moving, you know what I'm saying, we ain't too negative, you know what I mean, we got positive music, got some good music, R&B and hip-hop, some good sounds, you know, not the same old childish music that a lot of stuff is going on, you know, in the industry right now, but some of that real grown-up music, some that you can really listen to no matter what setting you in. You can find us up on cdbaby.com/Q&A, and you can also find us up on YouTube. You can search Artistic Arsonist, you know what I mean, and then check out a couple of our videos representing Compton and Watts and the whole West Coast movement.
True indeed.
Just out here in Vegas getting it in, trying to get that music out there. That's where I bumped into my man.
In Vegas, man, listen, I'm out here promoting the show. I'm out here working, trying to do what I can do, shopping a little bit, you know, going here and there. You're all the way from Cali, man. What brings you to Vegas to really do your thing? What brings you to Vegas to get your CDs out here like that? I mean, do you reside here also?
I mean, wherever I go, I get my music. I'm out there promoting it. I'm out there in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole lot of different ways, a whole lot of other cats that do things differently. But, you know, I like to go get in the mix. I'm not going to wait for them to come to me. I'm going to go get at them.
That's based on a lot of things that I talk about on this show, man. We talk about self-promotion and people really putting themselves out there, people doing works in the community. We also talk about how our communities are being wronged. You know, I listened to you in that one track, the track number 8 on the CD that I just got from you. That was a real song to me because the way you came off, it was really like you were speaking to people. You know, I'm going to play that track a little later. What inspired you to, what's the name of the track, and what inspired you to write that track, if you don't mind telling us about it?
So you said track number 8, that's Do You Want to Ride. It's just
absolutely
pretty much, you know what I mean? Huh?
Yeah, go
it's
ahead.
Just pretty much just like one of those old school, you know what I'm saying, like feel good tracks, you know what I mean? Not trying to, you know what I mean, like do the stuff that's trying to switch over to the new style or whatever, but trying to, you know, just bring them back to that good music, you know?
Yeah, true indeed, definitely. What's going on in your community, man? You say you live in Watts, so, you know, what's going on in your community? Like a lot of times I come on the show, and I just grill politicians, man. I grill them. You know what I'm saying? I put them through the ringer, man, because they're not in the street. They're not knocking on the doors. And we know in the streets is where it really happened at. So I grill them. I get at people. And I get phone calls and I get emails from folks. And I get hate mail from gay activists. You know, all sorts of people, man. People really try to go in on me because of what I believe. And there's three things that I believe on Q&A. One is I'm a Christian. What they would call a Christian, I believe in Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father and the Spirit. That's what I believe, right? So that's what I base my show off of, and a lot of people don't like that, but that's too bad. I also believe that gays already have rights. I don't believe we should change the laws to give gay folks rights, per se. I don't think we should change the laws for a different group because of their sexual preference. If they were being wronged and discriminated against where they couldn't go in a public store and eat the way black folks or people of color in the United States once were, that would be a different story. But it's not that case. They're asking us to change the laws for them. So anyway, before I get on the rant, I also believe in that. And I believe in less government, man, because before the projects came along, before food stamps came along, before all this other government help came along, we were doing our thing. Like, black people were married at 70-something percent. I think the number is 71%. And that's astonishing to me, man, because today we get all this assistance from the government, and it's like as long as we leave them over there, they're good. Lead them over there so they won't be over here on our side. We don't want them to progress no more than they progress. Now, I know people who've been in the projects for generations. You think they don't want to get out? You think they don't want better? You know what I mean? So it's like the system holds you down. So the more government, I ain't with it. So that's just giving you a broad view of the things that I stand for on my show. So I just want to ask you, bro, you got some hot records out there, man. Your records are talking about some of the things that go along, that go on in the community or that go on in environments that we're from. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of people just can't get with that. So what I'm trying to bring to the forefront, I'm trying to bring people like yourself, brother, and a few other people to the forefront and put them on this show so people who from a different walk of life can understand what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there, man, who really want to see. Like, I had a group of people to tell me. They were like, man, I'm tired of being called a racist. Like, how do I walk up to a black person and talk to them? I said, just talk to them. Just kick it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just keep it 100.
Yeah, to stay true to what's real. You know, it's not just like in the everyday, you know, it's not just for you to just go up and say hi to a black person, but it's just when you see a situation where you see somebody being taken advantage of, you doing what's right instead of just going with, you know what I mean, with the norm, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just standing
exactly.
by and just, you know, acting like it's not going on, because those are the ones that's really doing the damage, because they could actually do something about what's going on. It's a lot of people just standing by up on the sideline, not really getting in the mix, you know,
right.
and just letting stuff going on. If they was to actually respond and react to, you know what I'm saying, their true and real feelings, a lot of the stuff that goes on wouldn't even go on.
Man, it's funny you say that, because a lot of people really do sit back and watch. And see, what's interesting is the people who sit back and watch, who claim they're innocent, they're like, well, that wasn't me, that was them over there. I'm not racist.
No, it's like they're not doing the crime per se, but they're spending the money.
You said it all right there, man. A blind eye than a wrongful eye. You understand what I'm saying? A blind eye to a wrongful act is no different than a wrongful eye or a wrongful act.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out, people. I'm going to play this joint right here. I'm going to play this song right here that I like so much, man, off your CD. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to a couple more things, and I want you to talk about a little, you know, some things that's going on around your hood, all right?
All right, for sure. All
right, cool. Stand by.
Messing up in this winter? Is the snow just getting on your last daggone nerves? Are you cold and you gotta put on a snuggie in the house? That's not comfortable. No, it's not comfortable. Are you a grown man wearing your wife's footies? Are they pink? You scared to go check your mailbox with your wife's footies on and as cold as it is inside as it is outside? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you're looking for a friend, contact Riley Heating and Cooling. If your ductwork needs a facelift, Riley Heating and Cooling will facelift your ductwork. Are you getting the most for your dollar? If you're not, Riley Heating and Cooling will make sure you get the most for your dollar. Ask about their 5-point inspection service. They have trained professionals that offers 25 years of experience. To contact Riley Heating and Cooling, call 336-263-5111. Again.
Shouts out to Riley Heating and Cooling, man, who provided us the assistance we needed to come out here in Vegas to get this on the road. Shouts out to the Luxor Casino. Shouts out to my man Q&A. Here's a joint I like y'all vibe to for a minute.
Nah, Shay, show Q&A. That's my y'all.
Uh-huh.
Another artistic artist production.
You know how we do it.
Little mixture of fire water.
For sure.
Huh. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm so diverse, and you can tell how I spit this verse. Hungry, gotta quench this thirst for what it's worth. I display jewels, pay homage to slave crews. Lost and forgotten, nose caged and locked in. I get it popping in memory of and pay respect with more than a Hennessy buzz for those riddle and slugs tossed, embedded on hell's cross. A thug's lost, cause niggas still dying to floss by any means. I'm careful, conspiracy brings nightmares to American dreams. So what it seems is their humanity just isn't reality. It saddens me when crackers get off on the technicality. Ain't this foul? Not too many niggas get mistrials or fish out. Ain't nobody fucking with this style. My piss style cocked when I walk the block. Razor and 9J be the cream of the crop.
So many fucked up things going on. I'ma spit the way I feel on my song. Time that I break it down and let you know what's going on. What's going on? It's so many fucked up things going on. I'ma spit the way I feel on my song. Time that I break it down and let you know what's and let you know what's.
You gotta go hard just to get these hoes to listen. They thinking you're playing, but let them know you ain't them other niggas. Thugging and pimping, it's how I run my shit from day to day. Get the good with the bad, I'm a savage, want it all, man. I don't really care right now, I'm so focused. Niggas hate on me, and I don't even notice. I'm trying to get the streets open, watching and scoping. Cause I'll be damned if I ever go broke again. Hustling, plotting, setting traps, checking traps, busting, the bombing. Long as my paper sack, I learn in the long run the shit that you do. Pretty soon, it's gonna catch up to you too, but who am I to say something? I got bags for sale, and I know a nigga wrong, but I'm still out here, steady hustling, plotting, setting traps, checking traps, busting the bombing, long as my paper sack.
So many fucked up things going on, I'ma spit the way I feel on my song. Time that I break it down and let you know what's going on, what's going on. It's so many fucked up things going on, I'ma spit the way I feel on my song. Time that I break it down and let you know what's. And let you know what's. And let you know
every day that I open my eyes, I realize that I'm living a hella fucked up life with no guidance. I keep it striving to be the man. Fuck playing, pounding my hand. I'm out to get paid. Never nervous. I lace the game with real talk. I balk the gauge like no feeling in my heart, but I still spark the dream for all the homies I done lost. My homies in the pen. Fuck pen. Now's the time. Niggas thinking about tomorrow like it's promised. That's when you end up dead. Duct tape in the closet. Used for target. Mafia style. OG original gangster. Started off way before my time, but nowadays a lot of terrorist hate going on, blinding your mind. I'll be damned if I'm gonna let a nigga bury my time. This how I feel, and I'm so real. Never squeal, been real. Be a man, I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier.
Many fucking things going on. I'ma spit the way I feel on my song. Time that I break it down and let you know what's going on. What's going on? It's so many fucked up things going on. I'ma spit the way I feel on my song. Time that I break it down and let you know what's. And let you know what's. And let you know what's.
That was Q&A right there, live from the 310 from the West.
Uh-huh.
When they bumping that number 8, man, that yo, that joint was crazy right there. I'm loving it on the CD. You had a whole lot of jewels in there for people, man. I don't know if they can really decipher the music, but I'm a hip hop fan, man. I'm a hip hop fan since forever, and I've done it professionally. I've done it underground. It's just how it goes. For anybody out there who's listening, we're on the phone with Q&A from the 310. We really don't have any time to take any questions today. This is just an experimental show. We're gonna start a hip hop show or a music show on Saturdays. I'm getting the host together. We're getting some shows together. So everybody out there who got music to submit, if you got some real radio quality music, the quality's got to be good. You heard what my man Q&A just dropped. So the quality has got to be good, folks. It's all about the quality. I don't care what kind of content you have, just personally, I don't care who don't like it. You know what I'm saying? This is a platform for all the artists. So WMMG500@gmail.com. And it's the number 500. It's WMMG500@gmail.com. Send your MP3s that address. You will not be converted, folks. You will not go to a link. There's too many. You get too much music at one time. So send your MP3s in, radio quality. We'll put them on. Just send your bio. We might contact you to feature you, like we feature my man Q&A from the 310. And that's just how it's going to be. Everybody that's listening on the radio, this will be the late feed. But check us out on www.kirpradioshow.com. You can hit us up on the Twitter at KRRP Radio Show, or you can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/KRRP Radio Show. Hit me up, folks, on Twitter, at NC Pudgy, and let's talk about something, man. Let's talk about what's going on in your neighborhood. Let's talk about the music. Let's just show love, because that's what it's all about. Q&A. Yo, that was a hot track, man. How you feel about that record, brother?
Hey, shoot, man. That was, man, one of those situations where we was just sitting up there airing it out, man, letting the truth be known, you know what I mean, about what's really going on, and, you know what I'm saying, different situations, different, you know, pretty much something that everybody should be able to feel, but we all in the same world.
True indeed. Yo, man, I've been to Watts on two separate occasions, not a whole lot. Can you paint a picture real quick? And I know the show's about to be over, and I know you got to go. I know you're on the grind, and I got to get set up for something else here shortly. And then Luxor, shout out to the Luxor Hotel and Casino for letting us do this in their hotel. Paint a picture of what it's like to live in Watts, man, for my fans on the East Coast, my fans down south, or people who've never been to Cali in general. Paint an average day. Or just a fun day in Cali, in your hood, for some of the people who listening, if you will.
I mean, so this is pretty much, you know what I'm saying, the part of Los Angeles, you know, where all the projects is. So, you know what I'm saying, for all my project people up out there, you know what I'm saying, my poverty stricken, you know what I mean, my oppressed people up out there, you know what I mean? Like, it's pretty much like every day up in your hood. Only thing is we ain't got the extreme weather, you know what I mean? We in sunny Southern California, you know what I'm saying, and all that. But it's definitely going down. You know what I'm saying? You got the jump out boys running around harassing people, everybody, anybody, grandmas and all that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got, you know what I mean? Actually, the kids don't be out in the street playing no more like how they used to. You know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah.
You know, they harassing everybody. So, you know, the kids in the house, they up in the house on the video game. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? Other than that, shoot, it's going down. A lot of people, to be honest with you, they moving a whole lot of people up out of the city, man.
Yeah.
They relocating everybody. They talking about they tearing down the projects and, you know what I mean, moving everybody out to the outskirts and all of that. So, you know, every day the hood is changing, you know.
True indeed.
It's like we cattle.
Wow.
I wonder what's going on where they sending them.
I don't know, man. You know, that's kind of the movement. It's actually called, it's a cleanup project that was proposed back in Bill Clinton, when Bill Clinton was in office, and it was like a project, imaging project, right? And
mm-hmm.
It's amazing because it was, again, the fourth time in U.S. history, it was another project. You understand what I'm saying? Now it's a re-imaging project. You get what I'm saying? So now they're going through, they're tearing them down, they can townhouses, they're building apartments, this, that, and the third, but the problem still relies the same. It's still bound by these boundaries and stuff that's going on. But anyway, listen, I ain't going to get into that because we don't have time out. We'll be talking forever. We'll talk about that offline with you. Check this out. Man, I would love to come through, watch, I'll do the show in the park, I'll do it outside. Let's see if we can get with somebody. All you people out there that's listening with Big Bank, y'all know me. Give me a call. Y'all know how I get down. Y'all know what I talk about. Y'all know what I stand for. Somebody get with me, man, and let's get some plane tickets. Let's fly out to Cali. Let's fly out to watch. Get some of these big things and get these kids to come outside. We need to see if we can do something to get these kids to come outside, too. So I want you to stay in touch with me, brother. We're going to try to figure out something. And if I got to, I'll spend my own money. We'll come through there. We'll get some clowns to come through and some balloons. It don't take a whole lot, man, but we want the kids to be outside. We got to get them off these video games, man.
Oh, yeah, for real.
Definitely got to get him off these video games. Yo, you got
that's
any shout right, out, man?
My idol. I want to give
yeah,
a
exactly,
shout out, you know
brother.
What I'm saying, to the whole Artistic Arsonist and New Life movement. You know what I'm saying? Everybody up out there up on Venice Beach, you know what I'm saying? Pushing that music. Anytime y'all up out here up on the West Coast, y'all at Venice Beach, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got some underground cats coming up to you. That's my crew, the Artistic Arsonist, New Life movement. Go ahead and check out that good music. Show some love, you know what I'm saying, for the underground, you know? And shoot, I want to give a shout out to my man who got me on right now, you know what I'm saying, who gave me this platform to go ahead and get my music up out there, man. Shout out to you 100%. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? For everybody, you know what I'm saying, who actually got righteousness on their mind, you know what I mean? Who ain't just, you know what I mean, got comfortable with the bull. For real.
Yeah. On the KRRP radio show, keep it. Yeah, shout out to the homie from the 310 Q&A. Shout out to the Luxor Casino, KRP Radio Show. Everybody that listens in, I appreciate your love. Sorry about the technical difficulties. We're going to get this thing figured out. And make sure y'all get online with us tomorrow. We're going to do it again, www.krpradioshow. And we're going to do it again. We're going to do it live. We're going to do it again based in the Luxor Hotel and Casino. Shout out to everybody who spent their time with us, and I appreciate us, man. Hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on Facebook, send us some emails, krpradio@gmail.com. This is what we do, man. I appreciate the love, and I'm out of here.
Real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real gon' recognize, real, real. Phony gon' recognize, still, still, reckon I will.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get the shine. Now throw your hands.